Thank you so much to our choir and all the musicians. Well, by now, most of you have probably heard the big news around here. Last Sunday, Deb Richardson Moore announced her retirement, effective August the 1st. It's hard to imagine Triune without Deb. When she arrived 15 years ago, there was a soup kitchen and not much else. That was about it. The building was in disrepair. There were empty beer cans and used needles scattered around the property. And she was fresh out of seminary, a rookie pastor who didn't have a clue what she was doing. Her previous career as a reporter at the Greenville News had not prepared her for this either. As Craig said this morning, for her first 6 months here, she doubted that she could make herself stay for an entire year just to not embarrass herself by leaving a job too soon. But it didn't take long for God to give Deb a vision of addressing the root causes of poverty and homelessness, rather than simply giving people handouts and band-aids. And look at what has grown over the years. We now have social workers and rehab counselors. We have circles and round table, AA and NA meetings, the art room, a Bon Secours nurse practitioner on site, legal services and Jasmine Road. Oh my, how it has grown. Now Deb is quick to say that she would never have thought of many of these things on her own, that people from the community just showed up and offered their services. But still, it all happened under her leadership. She had the wisdom and the courage to say, let's try it. But now we face the challenge of being Triune Mercy Center without Deb. She will ride off into the sunset to write murder mysteries and to travel with Vince. But we will have to figure out how to be Triune Mercy Center without her. One thing that is very reassuring is that much of what goes on around here on a daily basis was not directly dependent on Deb. Our highly competent staff and volunteers will continue their ministry of roundtable and circles, hot meals, addiction recovery, legal assistance and medical care, and so on. As Deb said last week, the board of directors will form a search committee to be made up of board members and people who worship here regularly. Elaine Knox, who chairs the personnel committee of the board, will also serve as chairperson of the search committee. The search committee will finalize a job description, publicize the job opening, review resumes, interview candidates, and then present a recommendation to the board. The search committee is open to input from the congregation. If you know of someone that you think would be good in this position, all you have to do is tell that person to go to the Triune website where a preliminary job description has already been posted, and then they can follow the instructions to contact the search committee. The search committee will also give periodic updates to the congregation just to let us know where they are in the process. I can assure you of this. We are in good hands. The people who are leading this process know Triune inside and out, and they are going about this holy task with prayer integrity, and the utmost commitment to the ministry in this place. We are in good hands. But the fact remains that change is hard. Deb's retirement is a big deal to Triune. She has been here for 15 years, the entire life of Triune Mercy Center as we know it. As a board, as a staff, and as a congregation, we haven't been through a transition like this before. We are walking off our map, leaving behind the familiar and walking into an unknown future. Lots of questions are rolling around. What will this next chapter look like? Who will be the new pastor? Will he or she be a good fit? What changes might he or she bring? And lots of emotions are rolling around within us. Some of us may feel a deep sense of loss, a grief that Deb will no longer be here on a daily basis. Some folks may feel uneasy with the uncertainty of what comes next, afraid of an unknown future. Some simply dread this in-between time, this time of transition, this disruption of the way things are. Still others may feel angry that she is leaving us. And still others may feel happy for her that she now will have the time to write and to travel and to have free time that she has not had over the last 15 years. And of course, many of us may feel several of these emotions all at the same time. Thousands of years ago, the Hebrew people faced an enormous change in leadership. The longtime leader of the Hebrew people, Moses, had been a powerful instrument of God's purposes. Through Moses, God delivered the Hebrew people out of bondage in Egypt. Through Moses, God led the people through the Red Sea and gave the law to the people and guided the people through 40 years in the wilderness. Now, Moses would be the first one to say that he didn't do this by himself. But God certainly did amazing things through Moses. Moses was the only leader that an entire generation knew. But when the Hebrew people arrive at the Jordan River, ready to cross over that river into the promised land, Moses is told that he cannot go with them. He is not to be part of the next chapter of the people's lives. That is unsettling, to say the least. The Hebrew people cannot imagine life without Moses. They cannot imagine walking off their map into the unknown future without him. But God is still watching over the people, and God takes this opportunity in this scary time of transition and change to say powerful, reassuring words to Joshua, who is the next leader of the Hebrew people. If you would like to follow along with me in the text, our text is from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. This text is truly one of my favorites. In this text, God says to Joshua, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with it, with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." 3 times in these 5 verses, God says, "Be strong and of good courage." And in this passage, not just once, but twice, God promises to be with Joshua. God reassures Joshua not to be frightened, not to be dismayed. God promises not to forsake Joshua or to fail him. These words of God spoken to Joshua are words that God speaks to each one of us today and to us as a congregation. I can just hear God now speaking a revised version of these words to us as we enter our time of transition. "As I was with the Hebrew people so long ago, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, being careful to act in accordance with the gospel of Jesus Christ that Deb has preached. I hereby command you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." With God's promises and reassurances ringing in our ears, we can move into the future knowing that God will not let go of us, that God will continue to guide us each step of the way as we walk off our map. And this time of transition may well be a time of richness for us, a time of spiritual growth, when we learn to trust God even more deeply than before. A time that we experience the steadfastness and the promises of God in new ways. And yes, this can be a time that we learn to be open to the new things that God is doing in our midst. There's a poem entitled "God Knows" by Minnie Louise Haskins. She wrote it for the beginning of a new year, but it has relevance for us at the beginning of this new chapter of our life together. Here's the poem. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. And God led me toward the hills and the breaking of day in the lone east. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our final hymn this morning is in the African American hymnal, number 378, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. And if you would like to come pray at the altar during this hymn, you are certainly welcome to.